Majority Leader Harry Reid says he wants the Senate to pass its bill by the 4th of July recess. He promises an open amendment process, complete with votes on all sorts of tweaks to the bill. And rest assured, many of those amendments will be laced with politics. Texas Senator John Cornyn, the number two Republican in the chamber, introduced an amendment that infuriates some Republicans and Democrats who wrote the bill. It would effectively require 100% border enforcement before anyone can gain legal status.
Are you open to rewriting or redrafting your amendment to make it more palatable to Democrats?
If by that you mean ineffective, no.
Reid called Cornyn's amendment poisonous, and that's not exactly a collegial way to start the conversation. Still, with two procedural votes, the Senate voted overwhelmingly to begin debate. The bill itself was crafted by a group of eight senators, four Democrats, four Republicans. President Barack Obama strongly supports the plan. In his weekly address, he said Congress has addressed bits and pieces of the issue over the past few years, but it has the chance to pass something much larger.
It's a compromise. Nobody will get everything they want. Not Democrats, not Republicans, not me. But it is a bill that's largely consistent with the principles I've repeatedly laid out for common sense immigration reform.
Those include a path to citizenship that's at least 12 years long for the millions of illegal immigrants in the country, tougher penalties for employers who knowingly hire unauthorized workers, and heightened protections at the borders. The president says he wants Congress to deliver him a bill to sign by the end of the summer.
We know the opponents of reform are going to do everything they can to prevent that. They'll try to stoke fear and create division. They'll try to play politics with an issue that the vast majority of Americans want addressed. And if they succeed, we will lose this chance to finally fix an immigration system that is badly broken.
Both Alaska senators voted to move the bill forward. At the very least, six Republicans will need to vote for the bill for it to pass. Democrats will be hoping Senator Murkowski will vote with them. She voted to pass an overhaul in 2006. And Senator Begich's moves will be closely watched, too. He's one of six senators up for re-election in 2014 in Republican states. Both Murkowski and Begich say a major concern is making sure fish processors have the workforce they need. Murkowski says people in the state are divided over J-1 visas, the work permits for foreign workers who fill the processing plants.
Well, you've got folks, for instance, in Kodiak that look at this, and they want these local jobs here for their folks. And so for them, some of the seasonal workers coming in are a little bit more of a concern.
The J-1 visa program expired last November, and Begich says fish processors are having trouble filling job openings this season. Begich says he's hopeful the new plan will lump those workers in with the so-called W-visa workers. W-visas will cover all sorts of low-skilled employees, and they are a product of a joint effort between the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO.
We think it will work, but we want to be clear that there's no doubt that it can be utilized.
He says if the Senate does not interpret W-visas to include J-1s, he'll try and amend the bill. There's some optimism in the Capitol. The Senate could pass a sweeping piece of legislation. Speaker of the House John Boehner said the president could have something to sign by the end of the year. That's later than the president is asking for. And maybe that's a sign smooth sailing should not be expected. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.